let's see how you do on this. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And I am wondering, with Alex included, but everybody listening, how many rich millennials do we have out there? Are you a rich millennial? They say rich millennials are changing the way that luxury looks with creative new status symbols and new trends. Like most millennials, they are all about experiences and creating memories, but they say that they're doing it with VIP treatment and customizing everything to be unique. So I got some examples here.
Okay.
And I want to see if you're a rich millennial or not. Number one, they spend extra for VIP treatment.
I don't, because I work in radio, so that's kind of a job perk for all of us, is that we get VIP treatment and backstage passes and all that stuff as a job perk, so I don't.
I don't know if I'm the right person to ask. If you didn't, though, do you think you would try to gain that access?
It just depends. I would say maybe, okay. Like if it's Taylor Swift, maybe.
Of course.
But otherwise, I don't know if I care about that much.
Do you want exclusivity and kind of customization to your experience?
Yes.
Okay, we're heading that way towards you being a rich millennial. What about this? They choose the brands based on their mission and values. Totally you.
Yeah, and I avoid brands if I don't like their values either.
Okay. Rich millennials put their money into a new kind of status symbol, the luxury sneaker. Are you a big sneaker person or
no.
A shoe or anything?
No, but I have had my eyes on Golden Goose sneakers forever.
Golden Goose, what are those? Sorry, I'm a dumb guy.
Those are the new like sneaker trend, and they're like $500, so that's clearly why I have not bought them.
My New Balances are only $50.
Yeah, so they're very expensive, and what's weird about them, they're cute, but they're like dirty on purpose. So yeah. Yeah, so if you look them up, it looks like they've literally been worn for years. Like, the shoelaces are dirty, they're scuffed up and stuff, but they're $500.
What?
It's kind of weird. Like, I really like the shoe if they weren't dirty. I don't know if I can get behind the whole, like, they look like they were already worn.
Yeah, see, I can't get behind that, but I am, like, if I had the money, I would be all in on the luxury sneaker thing.
Really?
I get it. Like, I understand it.
Like right now, my sneakers look like they're luxury sneakers because they have holes in them and they're disgusting.
See?
Yeah, I wish I was a rich millennial. Let's see here. They made streetwear into a luxury clothing item.
Streetwear? Yeah. What do you mean?
That's what I said. I'm kind of wondering
about
that.
I think that means like sweatpants.
Oh, like leggings and workout clothes for everyday life?
That would be Liv.
And I even think so, like, people wear high heels and like stilettos now with like sweatpants, with like joggers.
Yeah.
Like there's like very expensive like joggers and like sweatshirts and stuff like that that are like extremely expensive. And like people will wear them with like a full face of makeup, full hair done, like full glam.
Or just like Lululemon outfits, and just like not when you're working out.
I wouldn't consider Lululemon like high luxury though.
Okay.
Okay, here's the final one. We can kind of see. These are just different things they say that you're, quote unquote, if you do these, you're a rich millennial. They say that using social media to become an influencer over fashion trends and basically anything and everything from food to fashion. I feel like you kind of. I feel like you kind of do that.
I do the bare minimum.
Everything.
I do the bare minimum of that. I am not trying to be an influencer on Instagram or social media, but I would say that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That rich millennials are doing
1,000%. I mean, everyone and their brother is trying to be an influencer.
I just try to keep up my image because I'm a public figure. That's it. I'm not trying to be a blogger because that's hard work.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not. Oh. I have nothing to give as far as like being a blogger.
Okay, no, actually, hold on. I just found one more thing as we wrap this up. We're done with the rich one. These are the things that are for poor millennials. It's everything Liv does.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.